A recording by Grinning Pup.
Leader, a convoy from the humans come.
How many?
A fleet, sir. But a messenger comes before them.
Let them approach. Tell the men to be on their guard.
A wager of war, no doubt. A treaty seeking your surrender.
They will not find surrender. I would have the human king by his throat, should I wish it.
Of course. Your force is the mightiest in the land, he knows that. The king fears you. Why else send a fleet of men to your doorstep?
I do not wish for war. I will hear the human messenger.
Leader, the messenger.
Mighty Orc King, a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
I am Gurokto Lora, no king. Speak.
Of course. Gurokto Lora. I have been sent by his esteemed majesty, King of the Nine, Lord on High of the Great...
Spare me the titles. What do you want?
Quite to the point. My king has heard of your camp's encroachment into our lands. He wishes to make an alliance.
A peace treaty is not normally backed by a fleet of able-bodied soldiers, Gurokto.
I see orcs keep the company of serpents. Abel Parin. It has been far too long.
Hold your tongue before I cut it out.
Kill a messenger? Why, it is blasphemy. You and the company you keep would be cursed for such a transgression.
There are no human gods here. Speak. Come to your point. What does your king offer for my peace?
Gifts, mighty Gurokto Lora. Gold for your coffers, wheat for your mills, jewels and gems for your adornments, and chief amongst them. Come hither, blessed one, his prized concubine.
He offers a pleasure slave, no doubt one in war.
Orcs have no use for slaves.
Slave? You sully us. Such beauty could not be won with a chain, but by valiant combat. He comes here willingly to strengthen our bond.
I beseech you, mighty Gurokto, think carefully afore you take gifts from men like this. No doubt you will find your wine poisoned and your bed filled with daggers.
You wanton traitor! You seething bastard!
Silence! I will accept your gifts, and my tribe and my tribe's tribes will honour your peace.
Orcs truly are most intelligent.
But for one condition. Any slaves amongst your party must be released to me.
That was not the deal.
They will be given freely, or I will deliver your king's message back to him with your severed head.
Very well. A poxy loss for our continued friendship.
Go. Tell your king what you have done.
Yes, your most magnificent and brutal...
Go!
A dangerous game. Gods. Now my fingers itch to murder.
You will remain in your tent until sunrise, old human. I will not put my people to the blade for vengeance. There will come a time where the wrongs you were dealt will be paid back in full. But it is not this night. Murder will not bring your son back.
You are wise where I am not, Gurokto.
Clear my quarter. I would be alone.
And what of the concubine?
He shall remain here. An orc camp is no place for one such as he.
All father bless you, Gurokto.
You may sleep here. I will sleep on the earth. In the morning, we will find you a private tent while I think of what to do with you. Think carefully before you approach me. I know you are advised to please me, but I do not wish it of you. Tell me. You must not hail from this land. What corner were you dragged from? I could return you there, should you wish it. Though I might have to keep your hands. It has been a long time since my back was robbed this way. Yes, orcs are not known for their luxuries. I have no doubt your human king's skin is softer. He likely does not carry the world upon his back as I do. You trespass. I did not give you leave to kiss my skin. I do not wish for your false affection. Your old masters have no command of you. Besides, an orc and a human are not compatible. I would kill you, should I? Enough! You must sleep. I will speak to the elder. He may have need of an assistant. He will teach you the healing ways of our druids, and you may find a way to put your hands to use, other than exploring where they should not.
You've joined us just at the right time.
What goes here?
It seems our gifted guest seeks to prove his mettle.
Against Gurr? Why did you allow him to fight?
Relax. They are only sparring. The blades are dull. He wished to fight. I allowed him. Gurr was more than happy to help.
His form is...
magnificent, isn't it? Like a dancer, but deadly.
I yield.
A venerable show. See, Gurr, we humans aren't to be trifled with.
I could kick your ass any day, old fool.
We'll see about that. And as for you, gifted guest, I think that's enough for one day. Rest. You've earned a hearty breakfast.
Come on, little human. You can sit next to me.
He will eat in my tent.
Gurukto, he would do well to be amongst your brothers. The other slaves have been brought to camp. They will be afraid. He will help. Pay him no heed, gifted guest. I believe our mighty leader harbours a fondness for you. Go, eat with your new brothers. Walk amongst our other guests. It will do them good to see you.
See how the poultice turns bright as you mix? Very good. Now, carefully tend the wound with the mixture and bind with wrapping.
Elder, you are keeping our guest occupied, I see.
Gurukto, I am humbled by your presence.
It is I who is humbled, Old One.
I am truly grateful for the help. His hands are deft where mine are frail. These wounds will heal cleanly, thanks to him.
Good. How were you hurt, brother?
We stumbled on a band of mercenaries not far from the camp, mighty father. Took us by surprise, but we felled them.
Mercenaries? What banner?
None. Clothed in night they were.
Ease yourself, brother. Lest the blood be poisoned.
How many of your party wounded?
Four, Gurukto. If it weren't for our friend here, they would be dead.
What does he mean?
He was hunting, mighty father. His arrows alone fell three men. Enough for us to turn the tide.
You were out hunting? Who gave you leave to do so?
Do not be angry, Grokto. The boy has done our tribe a great service.
He is no boy. He could have been killed.
And had he not been hunting, all these men would have been.
You are to finish with the elder and come to my tent.
I've never seen the big man like that before.
Hush, brother. Boy, fetch the black milk and help me ease their pain.
You have been making quite the name for yourself. It appears I have misjudged you. I took you for a snake clothed in the raiment of a slave, sent to do me and my clan harm. I see that I was wrong. The old soldier Perrin has taken some liking to you. He is not one to warm easily, and even as I walk amongst my brothers, it is your name on their lips. Forgive me, I mistook you. I am happy to count you amongst my brothers. The private tent has been partitioned. It stands beside my own. The bed is not as large, but you should find it of comfort. Before you go, tell me. You are more than you seem, are you not? What pleasure slave might know skills in bow and blade? It makes me think that you were not a concubine before you were. Tell me, you are safe. I see. Then I have sworn peace with a mongrel dog, unfit to wear a crown. I knew of his cruelties, but to take men and women from their homes and turn them into... I have much to think on. Please, go to your tent. I am certain you will find it to your liking. You return. Is the tent not to your liking? I see. It appears, for all of my protestations, my wish to keep you at bay, you are single-minded. Do you truly harbor affection for me, human? I will admit, it is not unwelcome. Seeing you spar and tend to my brothers as you did, I saw in you, I do not have the words to express my feelings. I am the mighty Grokto. I lead with an iron fist and bloodied battle axe, not words of affection and grace. But even when I saw you, clothed as scarcely as you were that first night, I felt something inside of me churn with longing. Is that strange? Orcs and humans do not mix. Our bodies do not fit. Though I have only known you for mere moments, I feel I would know you more. Your smallness, your beauty, compel me beyond reason. I know to your kind my face must appear ugly. Hence I never wished myself upon you, but if you would share my bed, I would give it gladly. Your proximity, Do I not scare you? Good. I would never wish that upon you. My hands are tough. They do not oft get the chance for gentle caress. You do not seem to mind. You are soft. Come. Bear yourself. I would see you. Beautiful. I would drink you all in. You wish to see me too? Pay no heed to the scars. They are a part of me, same as breathing. Your fingers. They make my hair rise as you trace the lines. None have touched me there for many years. The blood in me rises too. See now why I might balk at taking you. Oh. You are fearless. To run your hands along it so. I beg you, human, do not tempt me into a lust I will not escape from. Heart expert. Come. Lay atop me. I want to feel your skin against mine. I will not penetrate you, human, though the head of my spear rests against you, yearning to be inside. You are not ready, and I would not do you harm. As much as you protest, this thing I know would do you grievous harm. There will be a time, and when that time comes, you will have to pry me off you. Until then, we will make do with other means. Hand and mouth. And body. Oh, turn yourself. Bring that rear to my mouth. Oh, your own mouth sends me into a frenzy. Oh, you can only reach the tip. Your tongue is masterful. I feel spurred to competition. Do you really wish to see how an orc eats? Oh, human.
You bring me past the point. Yeah. Oh, Father, guide me. Careful. It will hit you with some force. You think yourself clever, Humor. Mitre. I will use my own calm to ease my fingers into you. Work yourself. That's it. I may not penetrate you with my rod, but I may do so with other means. My orcish fingers are thicker than any human cock, are they not? Yes, come for me. Spill your seed, Human. Yes. Feel my fingers and my own seed inside of you. Yes. Give yourself to me. Yes. There. How you clench, Human. Yes. You are beautiful. I have never encountered a human love your like before. You truly are a gift. One I overlooked, but will never overlook again. That is certain. We must sleep. I think I may sleep sounder than I have for some while with you beside me. On the morrow, we will gather the war council and discuss this former king of yours. I do not like to entertain vermin at my doorstep. I wish you to be beside me at this council, if that would please you. You would honor me to do so. Good. Sleep well, gifted guest.